And the constant, like, the comparisons of me to other girls being more their type, other girls being better looking, me fattening myself up. I've been called everything under the book. I'm not even going to repeat it, but any name you can think to call a woman, been called it. Got some death wishes.
What?
100%.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality, and I cannot believe it. It is episode 20. Like this show started in June. Remember, we started off with all the Love Island gossip, then we went into Dated and Related, Married at First Sight. Obviously, now we're getting into Love is Blind.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And we've got Zeynep on the show, and she has got a lot to say about, well, her time on Love is Blind, her relationship or marriage or whatever we call it with Cole, and how she's being trolled online. So yeah, she's going to be speaking to us in just a little bit down the line from Dallas, Texas. But before we get into any interviews, we have to run through all the latest gossip from the world of show business and entertainment. Oh my gosh, before I even get into that, I was at the ITV Palooza a couple of days ago. Really big event in the world of show business. All the ITV's famous faces are there on the red carpet. And well, you know, I'm sure you saw the glitz and glam the pictures. You know, you might have seen me on Instagram. I took a picture with, I love AJ Adudu and Laura Whitmore. I went up to Laura Whitmore and I said to Laura, I'm going to miss you on Love Island so much. Because I broke my Love Island After Sun virginity with Laura Whitmore. Well, I mean, you know what I mean. As in, my first ever time going on After Sun was with Laura Whitmore. And she made me feel so at home. Obviously, really excited to see Maya Jama take over the reins as a Love Island host. But really going to miss Laura. And AJ Adudu, you know, I love partying of that girl, man. She is a vibe. AJ is the rumoured Big Brother host. And as much as I see AJ at showbiz parties and whatever, AJ will never tell me whether those rumours are true or not. So I'm just waiting. They did say at the ITV Palooza, by the way, that Big Brother will be kicking off in October. So I cannot wait for that. Now, big news story from the world of Love Island, UK. A little bit sad that Gemma and Luca have split up after 3 months. Now, many of you lot who have been watching my Love Island coverage over the last couple of months when I first started this podcast will know that from the get-go, I was supporting Gemma and Luca to win, actually. I thought they had a genuine relationship. And you know what? Once upon a time, it probably was that in the villa. But I guess, you know, when you leave a show like Love Island, everything's different. Someone lives there. And look, I'll be honest with you. You know, I like to give my honest opinion. I think I've got to meet Luca. He's a nice guy. I never met Gemma in real life. But from what I've seen on social media and just the vibe, I just started to sense that maybe when they left the show, it probably just wasn't the same. And that's not their fault. It's just life, isn't it? Life is life. So I'm wishing them the best. I don't really know why they split up, actually, because I know they put out statements. They just said that they've decided to do it. But you know what? Go for it, man. And look, you know, reality TV is my favorite thing to watch. I love watching reality shows. Like I said, Love is Blind is on my agenda. I binged that in about 2 days or so. Like every single episode, including the reunion. Oh my gosh. American reality TV is where it's at, people. That is where the drama is at. Even Kim Kardashian believes me. Okay, Kim Kardashian put out a tweet basically saying that she's binged it and she doesn't know what else to watch. She's clearly a big fan of Love is Blind. Kim's watching it, but not just Kim, not just me. The whole nation is gripped to that show because the concept is just wild. But you know what? I kind of like that concept because you know how, like, obviously on the show, they're kind of getting to know each other in pods. They can't see each other's face. They're just getting to know each other's souls and personalities. That's what dating should be like. What the beep? All these dating apps. You go on, swipe left, swipe right, swipe left. It's so fickle, isn't it? It's so fickle. But look, great show. And like I said earlier, I want to get to the bottom of things because at the moment, Zenab is being dragged through the mud on social media after the reunion show. If you haven't watched it, I'm not going to spoil it, but there will be spoilers in this interview, which I'm about to do with Zenab. Because we have to go through everything. I want to know all the details. I want to know how she felt at the beginning with Cole, where it went wrong with Cole. Those comments, did Cole actually make comments about her weight? Did Cole make her feel insecure? What happened? How did that relationship start so rosy and so beautiful to the extent where she started off by opening up about the passing of her parents to her being at the wedding altar, switching at him and just basically saying, no, I don't want you. Like, how did it go from that to that? We all saw what happened, but we only saw an edit of it, didn't we? Do you know what I mean? That's what these shows are like, reality shows. You'll see, you know, a 1 hour episode, they were living it. So I've got to chat to her and she is, I believe, connecting. She's going to be down the line from Dallas. But while she connects, we're going to go into a quick ad break and I will see you in just a few minutes for all the gossip and all the tea. Hey guys, it's me again. Don't forget to subscribe to my brand new show right here on YouTube. That's Reality with Will and Jovu. Or just hit me up on TikTok. I'm always on there. That handle is at WillNJO. Or hit us up on the gram for all the behind the scenes actions. That's at Reality with Will. And we are talking Love is Blind. I am absolutely loving season 3. And I thought to myself, I want to get someone on the show who I enjoyed watching on there, okay? She's got a big personality. It's Zenab, everybody! Woo-hoo.
Thank you for having me.
That's right, all the way from Dallas, Texas.
All the way from Dallas, Texas, yes.
So tell me, look, I'm in London. What's Dallas like?
Dallas is very different than London. I'm actually from England. I'm half British. So I'm from Hertfordshire and, moved to the States when I was 11, moved to Dallas, Fort Worth. It's very different. We're in Texas. So cowboys, there is cattle. But Dallas is a bit more city, but yeah, it's Southern and it's loud and it's proud.
Boop, boop. Love that. So talk to me about life before the show. You are a flight attendant, isn't it?
Yeah, I fly and I do real estate too. So just busy girl. I'm kind of back and forth to London quite a bit because like I said, my mom's side of the family's over there. But yeah, just working, trying to find my person, done every dating app out there. And so Big Brother Marketing popped up and said Love is Blind was casting one night and I might have had a glass of wine. I was like... Why not? I just did it.
So you had a glass of wine. You said, you know what? I'm going to apply for this show. And you just did it. And like, how soon exactly after did you hear a response?
Kind of alarmingly soon. I really feel like I did it. And then a day or two later, I got a call. It was a California number. And I was just like, I thought it was spam. Picked it up. I was like, what do you want, lady? Like, what is it? She's like, you applied for Love is Blind. And I was like, is this a joke? And then it was just kind of step by step, like, hey, a Zoom call, get on a Zoom call with us. And, you know, dots, I's, cross T's. There was extensive, like, background checks and things done. us, and we did a very extensive, like 200 questionnaire, just kind of about our values and what we want and what we're looking for in our history. And yeah, it was a really in-depth process, but it kind of moved and pretty quickly, like I would say within a month or two. But it was a lot of steps to get on there.
And I've noticed that Kim Kardashian's been watching the show. She's tweeted that she's a super fan of the show. She's seen you. How's that make you feel?
The queen herself. I mean, I've been a Kim K stan fan from when she first came out, like first, hit on the scene, you know, organizing closets and being Paris's like bestie. And I mean, I don't remotely look like her, but I remember thinking, gosh, it's a girl that's like, she's got a little tan and she's kind of curvy. Like, wow. Like it's kind of like me. So yeah, I mean, it's awesome seeing her tweet about it. Even the idea that she knows who I am.
You were very specific about your type. You said no kids, no smokers. Yep. You knew what you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 32 years in a decade, over a decade in the dating world, right? You learn some things. You're like, that's a no-no for me. So yeah, I tried to go in with some hard limits, and then obviously we tried the dating apps and they didn't work. So let's like full send lean in and see if I can fall for somebody for just like who they are versus, you know, putting all this bullet point list of things that I think I want and need.
And you say you're on the dating apps. What dating apps did you use? What did you jump on?
Oh my God, I've been on all of them from the creation of time. So you name it. Like I've been on since Tinder was the first one to all the way to like Coffee Meets Bagel, The League, Bumble, like wow. All of them, tried them all and no success.
And it was a no.
It's a no for me. I never want to be on an app either again. So
yeah. But look, you went on the show and I feel like from early doors, I feel like you and Cole bonded a lot. Okay, you bonded over religion. I feel like you even opened up to him quite deeply as well. So tell me about what it was like when you had your first encounter with him.
Our first encounter was Reveal, which to this day is one of my most favorite memories. When I watched it back, I yelled at the screen. I was like, what happened? Like, how did we go from that? It was so sweet. It was so genuine.
It was
also
adorable.
Like an out of body experience.
Actually watched this and I thought you guys look so compatible. And I could see you were opening up to him. And, you know, you bravely spoke about the passing of your parents. And I said, wow, like for someone to do that, you must really have felt a connection with him.
100%. That's not something I lead with. It's not a crutch I stand on. I don't walk into rooms and I'm like, hey, I'm Zenab. I'm an orphan. Like it is. There are people that have known me 10 and 15 years that have reached out and like, I had no idea about your parents. It's not something I share. I don't, you know, ever care to look like I'm looking for like, you know, pity or anything like that. But when you get to talking about family, it is something that naturally comes up. So typically I'll say, you know, one of them's passed. And then the natural question is, what about the other one? And I'm like, oh yeah, they're gone too. And so it's just heavy to unload on people because I think a lot of people don't know how to, you know, they just don't know like, okay, what do I do with that information? But it's important. I mean, it is a big reason I'm the way I am and why I value family so much and why I am such a intense person because I've lost and had a lot of grief in my life. And so it's important to share with someone, especially if they're going to be a significant other.
I'm not going to lie. When I watched the first couple of episodes, I thought, these two could really last a while. And then eventually he did. He got down on one knee and asked to marry you. How did that feel? Obviously, you couldn't see each other, but how did it feel?
It felt like, as wild as it is, like you can't see him, right? And then people are like, oh, it's only 4 days in. It was so long. We'd had hours and hours and hours together. You've got no outside world interaction. Your phone's taken. Your internet's taken. Like, it really is just a full experience of lean in. This is all the focus is this your person? Can you get there? Or can you see forever with someone? So it was it's my one and only proposal so far. Hopefully I get another one. But it was emotional and I just wanted to like jump through that blue window. And I was like, I want to kiss my man now. So it was sweet for, you know, as out of this world, it looks to the viewers watching.
Yeah, and when you first met him in real life, what did you think instantly? Were you attracted?
I was attracted. He's, you know, he's got beautiful blue eyes. He's a like conventionally very attractive man. I just think that no matter how much you try to not picture the person you're talking to, I think you just, even as much as I tried, I could never picture Colt. I could never picture him. So it was like, let me just close my eyes for a second. Yeah, it's you. I can hear you. It's my person. But like, I didn't think you were going to look like that. I didn't think you were not going to look like that either. But it's just the tying two together. But every time he opened his mouth, I was like, yeah, it's you.
Yeah. And look, as time went on, I feel like this bond that I saw on screen, it started to deteriorate slowly by slowly by slowly. There were little bits of arguments popping up. What do you think went wrong? And at what point did you realize, something's not right here for me?
I think I was completely naive, totally in love, completely obsessed with him until the pool party in Malibu. And I've never had that kind of disrespect in any relationship. And so it really threw me off. Like, I was like, this is wild. Like, I can trash dating apps all day long. But one thing about how dating is now on dating apps, at least if you get to a date, someone likes the way you look, right? Bare minimum, someone is attracted to physical you, because that's what you've swiped on, really. Like, let's not kid ourselves. We like something to look nice, like, look at.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand the extent of it until some of the girls, you know, had said like, hey, he swam around to all of us and said that he was not attracted to you. And I was like, wow, like, you don't love and respect me enough to just come have this conversation with me. Meanwhile, like, I'm being like, oh my God, I love him. I'm so happy with my choice. And so the pool party was absolutely a turning point for us.
Cause I know he said to Colleen, you know, if, what did he say? He said something like, you wouldn't have been his normal type physically.
Yeah, I think he told Alexa, like, I'm not the one he'd pick out of the group. And he told Colleen something similar, like, I would come up to you. You're my type.
Yeah, and you obviously know that Colleen also liked him. So how did that make you feel, knowing that?
I do feel like Cole baited her a little bit. You know, when he swam up to her at first, she was like, yeah, me and Matt are great. It's great. And he's like, are you sure you're great? You don't have any reservations? She's like, no, like, we're great. We haven't fought, nothing. Are you sure? There's nothing, like, you have no reservations? So I feel like he kind of baited her a little bit. But, you know, on both ends, on mine and Matt's end, they're both engaged. The conversation just shouldn't have happened. But I don't fault Colleen for it. I really don't. She's a good friend of mine. At that point, I had known Colleen longer than I had known Cole, you know, because we were a few days into like our romantic, you know, honeymoon, if you will. So yeah, it was just, again, have never had that happen in a relationship. So it really threw me off.
Yeah. And obviously, when you think back to the beginning of your journey, when you felt comfortable, you were opening up to him, and then he's gone and done that, how did that make you feel?
I just think it makes you withdraw a little bit, right? Like, here I was thinking I was giving everything, being very open, honest with you. I thought we were being open, honest, and vulnerable in the pods leading up to this. So I definitely put some walls back up after the pool party in Malibu.
Yeah. And do you regret being open with him after everything?
Don't regret. No, absolutely no regrets. No, I don't. I was myself through and through this entire experiment. I wore my heart on my sleeve. And that was my whole thing going in here. You know, if you're looking for your life partner, get all of it, get the ugly, get the hard conversations, get my bad attitude. Like, cause I'm not going to be, you know, happy go lucky all day, every day for the rest of my life. And so no regrets at all.
Yeah. And as in any relationship, you know, you guys got physical when you had the chance to. And wasn't there a conversation about where people were asking, how was it? And I think you said, great. And then he said, good.
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
It was our first night together. You know what I mean? And it was quite literally, last night was great. yeah, last night was good. I know he said so good, but it was great and good. And those are different, right? Great and good. Mm. In hindsight, it was a silly thing to get hung up on. Mm. But for it being our first night together, I was like, did it not rock your world? Because that was my intention.
So you must have been like, I thought we had a good time. You know, you were screaming my name in there. What do you mean?
It worked for me. Were you not in the room? In hindsight, silly. But for it being our first night together, I would have loved a little bit more excitement and emotion for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like the wedding scene is where we really saw you speak your beep. You spoke your truth. How was that for you? And why did you wait until the wedding to let all of that come out?
I think it was, that is absolutely me. I speak up for myself and I will speak up for the people.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That I love and fiercely love and protect. It wasn't so much a wait until the wedding. Many of those conversations I had tried to have with Cole beforehand, right? But it was, you know, my mental health was questioned. Just be sweet. Don't have a bad attitude. You know, you saw, we kind of revisited the pool scene. We, those conversations were had. We had a conversation that I spoke about in my interview coming back from Malibu, where I told him, I was just like, listen, I don't accept disrespect like this in a relationship. If you are done, if you don't see a wedding, if you don't want to marry me, like, we're going back to Dallas, let's tap out. I'm done. Like, I don't want to. And he was like, no, I want to marry the girl from the pods. I was like, fantastic. That's me. Like, let's get there. Right. So every day I would get a glimpse of the man I fell in love with. He would do something for me. And I was like, there he is. And to be engaged and to have a wedding planned and like to have a wedding dress, like it was, I truly did want it up until the very end. But when I got up there, or when I saw him, when I walked down the aisle, you know, I said, I was like, I just have this idea that my groom will be this blubbery mess because he's obsessed with me and wants to marry his best friend, right? And can't wait for me to get down there. And I remember just looking up and he just looked terrified. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, this doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. And when I got up there, I had a yes in mind. I had a no in mind. And I was well-spoken all season. So the idea that people thought I was going to get up there and slip up on my words is wild, because I will. I do speak well. And I got up there and I just was like, okay, you can't dismiss me up here. You can't question my mental health. You can't stand up here in front of all these people and just say I'm having a bad attitude. Like, you just have to listen. But I did say a lot of nice things up there too. And I meant them. Like, I was like, this is wild because I love you. I'm walking away from you, but I love you. And I know that you are a good man. And I still think he's a good, I don't think he's a bad person. But yeah, it was an opportunity to speak up where I couldn't be dismissed. And I used it.
Did he at any point make you feel insecure or knock your confidence?
1000%. Yes. Everyone has insecurities, right? I certainly do. There's just, and I think it, I'm not making a blanket statement for women, but there are unrealistic body expectations for women for what we see airbrushed and things like that. And, you know, procedures that are being done and stuff like that. But the little comments, and the constant, like the comparisons of me to other girls being more their type, other girls being better looking, me fattening myself up. They absolutely started to get to me.
You fattening yourself up?
Yeah, in Malibu, when we're on the beach, I offered him a bite of food and it got into, he was like, no, you can't be like fatten me up. And I was like, oh, are you cool with me fattening myself up? And he goes, you're fattening yourself up. That's in the clip. But
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It was unfortunate. But I held on to the fact that we had a really strong emotional bond in the beginning. And I was like, all of this physical stuff shouldn't matter because we have this great foundation. And so I fought to get back to that every day.
So that's just one of the comments he made about your body. Let's talk about the comments with the oranges, the cuties, the tangerines, whatever we're calling them. So there was a scene where you said, you know, You had two of them. You explain it again with from your words.
Yeah, I think it was like 4 in the afternoon or so. We had dinner reservations for 7, and I hadn't eaten. I did get to a stage where I wasn't eating very much at all. And so while we were filming, I grabbed 2 cuties to eat. He asked if I was gonna. He was like, "Are you about to eat 2 of those?" I think was his words, and I was just like, "Yeah. Do you have a problem with that?" And he said something about like dinner, going to dinner and saving my appetite. And what I would say about that is just the response of, do you have a problem with that? Is not the normal response of someone who has only been asked once, are you going to eat that? Or are you eating that? Are you sure you want to eat that? Like those kind of comments, it's not a normal response. So I understand that it may not have been triggering to a lot of people. But there were a lot of things that led up to that, right? Like the, you're fattening yourself up comment, or Colleen is more my physical type. Like there was a lot of background to that, but to what I said, at the reunion, I explained exactly what happened. Cole said it didn't. If the footage aired and it went off exactly as I said what happened. So.
Yeah. Because obviously you spoke about that at the reunion. He kind of denied it and said, what? We then saw the clip, and now that clip's gone out. A lot of people, I'm sure you've seen social media, people are saying, oh, she's overreacting and everything. Can you see why people would think that you're overreacting? And is that because we haven't seen other bits and other things of what he said?
I can absolutely see where people would think I was overreacting. I think it would just be like, remember all the moments that led up to that, right? Like me being compared to other women, me being told physically I'm different than the women he dates. Me being told I'm not a Lily, like, and he usually dates Lilies. There was so much leading up to that. But you know, if you've never had someone comment on your food or your weight or your body, then I can see where people would not find it triggering. Yes, absolutely.
And for you, just in your life, is that something that you've personally struggled with? Body image?
Body image, like, I think just not looking like the all-American is something. I'm not like a stick of a girl. Like, I have curves. And men in my past thoroughly enjoyed that. So it's just the first time that I've ever had a man, like, I guess just verbally be so open about, you know, not liking the way I look or liking other women better, having a preference to other women, and just something I can't achieve, right? I can't be any more white like Colleen. I can't be the size of Colleen. Like, she's got a beautiful ballerina body, and I will never, ever have that shape.
So you feel like he was critiquing your appearance, basically?
Yeah. By the comments that he made, yes, I that's absolutely how I received that.
Wow. And like, it was, he called you bipolar, did he, at one point? He threw that on
you? Yes, he asked if I was bipolar twice.
Twice.
Yes. I just, it was uncalled for. I don't believe in weaponizing something like a mental, like mental health. I will never do that. Especially like with the stigma around mental health, right? It needs to be something that people are very open and like talk about, but it's also a very vulnerable thing. And it was just completely off base and it was very uncalled for. So unfortunately words have weight and those words, as long as I have this platform, will carry with me, even though I checked them off with my therapist and sent him and I was like, what do you think about this? And he's like, no, seen you every week, every hour for a week for the past year. Like you're good. Like this is not what you have.
Yeah. And has therapy been helping you?
Therapy's fantastic. I've been huge. I'm a huge champion, huge advocate for therapy. I've been multiple times in my life. Went when my dad passed, went when my mom passed, went when my parents divorced. I think anyone could benefit from therapy. We literally all have something we could go talk about. But my journey for the last year has been amazing. And I've just been on a self-love journey and giving myself those affirmations, that assurance. I no longer like seek that out in a partner to give me, because I have been just loving on me. So therapy is beautiful. Everyone should go.
Yeah. Now, since the reunion, I'm sure you know this, but since everything that happened, a lot of people on social media have been accusing you of essentially lying and fabricating your story. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Because, I mean, I've seen that you've turned off your Instagram comments. Like, how are you dealing with this, number one? And how do you feel about this all?
So, you know, going from like my little private Instagram account to like 400,000 followers and forth, you know, and let's just say like, however many thousand of strangers that don't know me that now have seen the reality TV version of a relationship I was in. It was overwhelming in the beginning. The internet is an interesting, interesting place. Keyboard warriors are real. I really feel for kids and like internet bullying that never like turns off. You know, when I was bullied as a kid, it was done at 3, right? Went home to my parents, had dinner. It's constant. And there is one thing about me. I have healthy, healthy boundaries and I am no longer a people pleaser and I will protect my mental health and those comments will stay off. Your people were writing really vile, disgusting things and then bullying the people. I've been called everything under the book. I'm not even going to repeat it, but any name you can think to call a woman, been called it. Got some death wishes.
What?
100% harassed every avenue possible. And then the few people, like the people that see my side and have been writing positive things, they get bullied in the comments too. So it's one thing, like you're not going to just bully some other person because you disagree with them. So I just, I'm my mental health is important. Anyone's mental health is important. And you just, I'm not going to ever respond to hate with hate. It's not my go-to. It's not in my heart to do.
Do you feel like there was a side to this story that the viewers haven't seen? Because everyone's obviously running with a certain narrative at the moment. Do you feel like there were parts of the show that you wish people saw so they could understand where you're coming from?
There were other moments that, you know, weren't shown and I'm not going to talk about those because the internet wants receipts and my God, if it's not on film, it didn't happen. But I think it would just be like, it was there. And I know the reunion was heated and there was a lot of emotion, but if you go back and watch or just remember the other things that were said, the digs were there. And it just, at reunion, you know, I didn't even bring up the cuties. I think Raven did. And I was happy to talk about it once it was brought up, but maybe I wouldn't have even brought it up, you know? But it's, I am not going to argue with people online that didn't live that with me. Unfortunately, the people that were around me every day, the girls, they saw that. They saw me change. They saw me shrink. Both like just in size and just in person. I kind of lost a little bit of myself there and I found my voice again wedding day. And I just, people that didn't live that, you know, the people that unfortunately have been in a relationship similar and saw things or have food insecurities or have weight insecurities saw exactly what that clip was. And I'm not going to take away from them either, just because some of the internet doesn't want to see it.
Yeah. Now, he cried at the reunion. Were you buying those tears?
I think he felt, I can see that he probably felt attacked, right? Like felt like everyone was coming at him. So I think it's a normal response. I cried a lot during it, right? Cried a lot during the season, being with him, off like camera, I would cry about just like how it like wasn't going well, but he, it's hard. I'm not going to take away from his emotion or discredit his emotion. He probably felt like that in the moment. And I'm glad he expressed his emotion, but I've done work over the last year and a half, and I couldn't sit there and cry about it in the moment.
Yeah. Now, look, I know this happened again a year and a half ago, but you said you stopped eating.
I did. I did. I was eating just enough to kind of like not get lightheaded.
And why was that? Why'd you stop? Because you wanted to be slimmer for him.
I was definitely trying to salvage what was left of our, you know, story. I want to be wanted. And I'm not someone that's ever done that before. I am a foodie. This girl loves to eat. I think dessert should be first. I'm not a girl to cut out bread. I am not that girl. But I wanted him to, you know, want me and find me attractive in any way possible means. And it was stress too. I did stop eating. And that was my reality at the time. And, you know, that's a very real thing that people deal with anyway. And I'm glad I spoke up about it.
Has he apologized to you? Reached out to you?
You have seen the apology I got, which was at the reunion.
But I mean, after that, like, have you spoken afterwards since?
We have not spoken, no.
Would you want to hear from him? Would you be open to hear from him?
I'm very open to hear from him, absolutely. I will always handle him with kindness. As someone that I loved very much once, I will always. I think I handled him with kindness at the wedding. I think I handled him with kindness at reunion. I am open to speak with him. It is not something I need. I walked away from our wedding saying my piece with zero. I never expected to hear from him again. And I didn't need to, because I really did forgive him the moment I walked away from him. And some of that is for like him, lets him off the hook. But so much of that was for me, because I just wanted to put that relationship behind me and heal what I needed to heal.
Cool. And are you dating anyone new? What's the situation?
No, your girl is single. I'm not getting back on a dating app too, so maybe it'll stay that way. But I'm happily single. Like I said, been on a vicious like self-love journey the last year, avoiding men at all costs. I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just not in a place where I'm not going to force anything. So if a man wants to show up, come correct, fine. But no, still single and just loving on me.
Cool. And have you had any blue ticks in your DMs? Any interesting people approaching you?
Approaching me, maybe my lobster's in there. Maybe I need to do a little bit more digging in my DMs, but no brag-worthy like blue checks yet that I've like found, but it's a hard thing to go through all those DMs too, but nothing too exciting just yet.
Most important thing is that Kim Kardashian has her eyes on you.
Girl, like the way, come on, Kimmy, reach out. Like, can we be friends? No, she's, I mean, what a queen. And the fact that she watches it, like, I love it.
But look, you were amazing. Thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So nice to talk to my Brit.
Thank you, and good luck. And look, before I leave you, what's next in your career, your future? What are you getting into?
My sister is getting married in England in 2 years, so I imagine there'll be a lot of back and forth for dress shopping and things like that, so very exciting. And just really, I'm just going to really lean into real estate. Maybe a move out of Dallas is coming, but yeah, I just want to be able to, you know, kick ass in my career. And if, like I said, the man of my dreams wants to walk up and join me, that's fantastic. But in the meantime, I'm just doing me.
And so you should be. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Will.
Wow, wow, wow. That was an interesting interview. And yeah, her comments are still off, as I can imagine and as I thought. Zeynep's being trolled a lot on social media. I feel like after that reunion, people's opinions were very much divided. As we spoke about there, just there, I feel like people heard her account of the story about the oranges and then saw the footage and was like, actually, maybe that's not how it played out. But look, she's just told us her story. She's told us how things went down. And again, it's up to you to decide what you believe. Let me know what you think in the comments. Hit me up on Twitter. That handle is @realitywithwill. @realitywithwill on Instagram. Let me know what you think. We'll keep talking. But look, that's it from me for this week. I'll be back next week with even more gossip. Make sure you subscribe. I'll see you there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.